Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is a guy who just passed the $1 million mark, was on the show last week, and then just went out and won a tournament for $100,000. With me today is Gary Klein. And Gary, I had to have you back.
Well, I really appreciate it, Terry. I always look forward to your phone calls because you always bring me good luck.
Well, you know, we've had some pretty good luck over the years. I've ridden with you in a couple of classics where you've done very, very well. And maybe if you had a couple hours to fish a little bit longer in that first classic, you'd have won the thing going away. But as it was, what'd you have, about 2 hours to fish that day?
Yeah, exactly. About 2 hours and 15 minutes. Well, I'm getting a little bit of revenge on them down here.
Well, that's great. I know you love the South. And you know, even though you're from California, you do real well. And now a Texan and moving around the country a little bit. But you're doing real well in the South. You just came back from Seminole after a big win.
Well, Terry, I mean, that win really meant a lot to me, you know, because this day and age, it's getting real hard to win these events, just the fact that, you know, we have a lot of great anglers that we're competing against, and, you know, they're good. We've educated them, and they usually don't miss too many things. I was just fortunate enough at the Seminole event to have got on something that everybody missed, and I virtually had all the water to myself, and that's normally the case, you know, to win. But most important to me, it was to get into the $1 million club, get over the hump, and, you know, be part of the elite group. And now we can push and see who can be part of the $2 million club.
Well, it's absolutely great. And, you know, I've been waiting for that day, too. And I got to talk a little bit about how you found these fish, though. You're an avid practice guy. You go out there, you work very, very hard at practice. You go out early and stay late and all that kind of stuff. But it didn't hurt with a little jet ride either, did it?
Nah, it was really weird how this worked. I was actually on a commercial flight, flying from Dallas back into Tallahassee, and the approach was right over Lake Seminole. And I just happened to look down on the lake and saw a bunch of brown rafts of stuff floating everywhere. And I thought, man, this is too good to be true. We just finished fishing in Florida, Okeechobee and the Harris. We just fished three events down there. And it was just kind of textbook. I picked up where I left off down at Okeechobee and was getting plenty of hits, and I felt that I had a really good chance to win that event.
Well, the flipping technique, which you were really one of the founders of that. I know you've got some buddies that were anglers ahead of you and that you learned this from, but it was a flipping technique you won the tournament with.
Exactly. Terry, when I was 15 years old, I met D. Thomas, and D. Thomas is the true inventor of the technique, and D. took me under his wing when I was 15. I spent many, many days in the boat with him flipping. And so my skills have really been honed through the years. And, you know, yeah, I feel like if I can get a bite, a shallow water bite going with a flip stick in my hand, then I feel I have the rest of the field chasing me and I'm not chasing them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the flipping stick. You know, one of the things that was really neat about the Seminole event is you took three rods with you, and you really, that's all you went with, right?
That's correct. I don't think I have ever fished a especially during a final match of any event that I can ever remember, where I had my hook box with me and a little bag of plastics and three flip sticks. But I was really totally committed. I really felt that that's what it was going to take for me to win. And the reason why I didn't bring anything else is because sometimes when you're fishing, you know, fishing gets a little bit slow. And when it gets slow, your mind starts working. And sometimes that hurts you when your mind starts thinking about this and that. And I really have a reputation of being a very versatile angler. So if fishing is tough, then I can usually change techniques and catch fish. But I knew at this event, in order for me to win, I just needed, you know, fishing got tough and I just need to keep looking for more water. And by only having the flip sticks, that really forced me to do that.
You know, Gary, I've known a lot of years, you know, you've thrown a lot of jig and chunk. You throw, you know, when you're flipping, you flip a lot of different baits. But also, I think really uncharacteristic is you really only took one piece of plastic with you, one type of bait, right?
Yeah, I took a little black blue 3-inch crawl worm with me and 1-ounce sinker. That's what I was using to penetrate the real heavy dead hyacinth with. And that's all I needed. I don't think color was really much of an issue. I think I could have won that event in other areas of the lake using other colors of the same bait. I think most important, it was the lure presentation that was catching the fish.
Well, let's talk about that if we can. I know you go into a heavy mat and you take that 1 ounce weight and you bust it through, but how did you fish it once it got through?
Really, I didn't do anything. The most important thing was the free fall. The mat, it was very important. It was part of the pattern that, you know, the mat had to be open underneath so that when the lure did break through, then it had just a, you know, a real fast fall to it. And majority of the fish would hit it seconds or so. You know, I just pitch it in, let it hit the bottom, lift up on it, let it settle, lift back up, and then pick it back up and pitch it again. You know, fishing relatively quick.
Well, you had some great weights, and you walk away with a victory there at Seminole. And then you move over to Louisiana and get a chance to fish a body of water that maybe you might not have got as much practice time after winning the Seminole event. You drive real quick and get over there. How's it going for you at the Louisiana event?
Well, Terry, yeah, I didn't get any practice over here. I actually got to fish yesterday, and I never caught a fish. And so I went in the opposite direction today, and I'm in a pretty good area. I had five fish limit the weight 16-10. I'm currently in second. But here, you don't need to win. You just need to make the cut. So I need to finish in the top 10 in order to advance on to the final rounds.
Well, we want to make sure that we mention this is a bass event last week, now an FLW event this week, and it's a whole different format for you guys.
Well, that's correct. You know, at the event last week, I was able to carry my weight through the entire event. I ended up winning it with 19 fish that weighed 69-15. And here we actually fish for 2 days to qualify for the final 10, and then we zero our weight back out going into the 2 days. However, FLW did change the rules this year, and they are allowing a combined weight of 2 days.
Well, that's a neat deal because that also helps the guy that really is on a consistent pattern and kind of takes the luck factor out of it a little bit.
Exactly, exactly. I wish we weren't going to zero back out, but hey, you know, that's what they're doing, and those are the rules, and, you know, I'm still going to play the game to win.
Well, you know, Gary, and you talk about the different techniques. You go from one event to the other, you better know what you have to do, and that goes into the strategy. That plays into it.
Well, exactly, and you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, you're on a hot streak and all that. Well, I'm really not. What I'm doing is what I know how to do, and, you know, I had all fall to really analyze last year and my finishes last year and try to kind of, you know, think about the future a little bit. As a professional angler, I can fish any way, any bait, deep, shallow, fast, slow, clear water, dirty water. I've been at it for such a long time. But my true strength lies in a flipstick with shallow water cover. And, you know, that's what I'm really, really trying to push very hard on this year. We've got some great events on the schedule coming up. And I really think that if I just stick to my guns, I'm going to have a pretty awesome year.
Well, you're already having a great year in bass. You're fourth overall in Angler of the Year race, which that's some big bucks this year. Change the pace a little bit.
Well, it really is. And not only that, but Angler of the Year this year is going to be combined over 10 events. So, you know, we're only three events into the season. There's a lot of points out there, you know, up for grabs. And I think I stand a really good chance this year.
Well, you've won that before. Also, you know, had great success in the FLW trail. And now, you know, with these events so close, Gary, we kind of talked about it last week a bit, is that the events so close together, is that a really a positive thing for Gary Klein, or is that something maybe it hinders you a bit?
No, it's really a positive thing because what it does, it makes me stay more focused. You know, again, I don't have any downtime to sit and reminisce and basically to confuse myself. My schedule is so hectic this year, Terry, I don't really have a chance. If I'm going to stay organized, I'm going to have to stay focused with one or two, you know, key techniques. And obviously, you know, when the conditions are right, I'm going to try to catch them flipping. And, you know, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing here at the FLW. I'm catching everything flipping a black, blue, 3/8 rattleback jig. I mean, how basic does that get? Everybody's got a black, blue rattleback jig in their tackle box probably, but you know, the key is finding the right area and then, you know, making the correct lure presentation to catch these fish.
One final thing. I know you probably are doing something special to that jig, and could you tell us maybe if there's anything special you are doing?
Nope. Right out of the package, stock, 5-0 Gamagatsu hook in it, and I'm fishing a piece of pork as a trailer. And, you know, the area that I'm fishing is kind of a unique little area. It's got a lot of fish in it. I think it's an area that will carry me for the next 3 days. And I'm fishing pork more than anything else is to slow down the fall of that 3/8-ounce jig because I'm fishing really in less than 2 foot of water, and these fish are all staging around cypress trees.
Well, Gary, I tell you what, win this one. We'll have you on again next week. We'll go 3 in a row. How's that sound?
Hey, that would work just fantastic with me, Terry.
Thanks for being with me, and I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.